The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we will have some very interesting discussions and meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches and speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. Well, as ever, the question is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, welcome, dearest hearts. You find me returned from a beautiful week in Ireland, where I met many lovely, magnificent souls, all looking for inspiration, guidance, a little help with purpose and passion. And so we did our best to assist in every direction possible. And it really was a beautiful journey, quite an adventure, going to some places which were way, way out of the cities and everything, right out off to the sea. I'm thinking of a beautiful place just outside Galway called Rossmuck, where a friend of mine that I've known way back, we studied the Louise Hay work together back in the 90s, and we reconnected after 10 years. So it really was a blissful time. And just lovely to catch up, reconnect, and see where are we now. And, you know, I guess today I'm kind of interviewing myself because just couldn't manage to get anybody signed up for this evening, as it were. But you know what? There's quite a lot to come out. There's a lot of things changing and happening and shifting and sifting. So let's have a wee look. I was just thinking this week, we're approaching International Women's Day on the 8th of March. So it might be good to look at what progress we think is being made globally with bringing our feminine skills, gifts and talents forward in life and in our workplace and indeed play or whatever else, career. Because I don't know what it's like in the US. I do believe things are progressing there. I do hear that. Certainly in politics here in the UK, we really don't have many women standing and becoming members of our parliament. And funnily enough, I was thinking that today and some stats came up on a program and it said there were 12% only in our Liberal Democratic Party, 16% in the Conservatives, and they are the party in power. And Labour, they're leading the way on stats with 33% of women as MPs. So, you know, it is getting, I suppose, a little bit better. But you know what? We're not 50-50 yet, ladies. And this isn't a feminist programme. I'm not all about women, but I am all about equality. And then I guess it's not just about politics, careers. Regrettably, there are still very few on the boards and in the hot seats of the chief executives of some of the key companies and certainly banking in this country. And wouldn't the world be a better place? I actually read in one of our tabloid papers this week that somebody had suggested that more gay men come forward to take up positions key positions in governments, etc., because they would bring forward a softer attitude. Well, you know, they don't need to be gay, and I love gay people, but you know what? We just need to have people who are embracing the feminine side. We need to have men who are prepared to do that too. So this program is about the divine feminine, but it is not specifically and exclusively about women. However, just to look more at this now, I'll tell you where things are improving. And I really noticed this in the UK. How is it with you? That is that more and more women are becoming self-employed. They're stepping into entrepreneurship, shall we say. And is that happening locally to you? Do you feel that they're becoming self-empowered? They're saying, okay, if there isn't anything out there for me in the workplace, what can I be doing? What are my gifts? What are my talents? Let's write it all down and see what I can bring forward. Lots of adverts going in for people who are willing to do typing, transcripting, that kind of thing. And, you know, also we have loads of therapists and practitioners and loads of ladies really stepping up into training programs, going into corporates, that kind of thing. So that's really expanding, and that is very exciting, because what that means to me is that women really are becoming self-empowered. And, you know, that might be just a little wave at the moment, but I really do believe that's going to become a tsunami. So, you know, there are also women all over the world, particularly out in the East, who are fighting against really inured cultural thinking, where the woman is without doubt a second place to the man and there to have children and all of that kind of thing. And so we have that too, and yet there are great strides being made there. And I can cite Africa and India as places where the women really are making their mark. And as you all know, some of them are being put in danger just because of that. However, love will prevail, and I really believe that. So many countries still in the grip of some of the patriarchal dominance, and we're sending all our love to help them grow and evolve, because I really believe that out of all of this chaos, calm and peace and oneness will come. And the question for me is, well, how long is this going to take? Because sometimes these changes happen very, very swiftly, and then other times there seems to be a lull. So I'm reckoning a lot of you would think that we're at a lull right now. January and February have been quite quiet in many ways, and yet there is this shift, this movement. It is all happening. It is playing out. But what we need to look at, we who are listening and participating in this program, are the enlightened ones. We look at life slightly differently because we are aware that as our outer world reflects our inner world, the question is, are we balanced within ourselves, or is there still an inequality within? And so it's up to each and every one of us to work on ourselves, to really bring balance forward in every aspect of our being. And the other thing I'd like to ask you is, when you look around at what's going on globally or in your country, in your cities, your towns, your village, your backyard, do you feel that love is now on the agenda and at the cutting edge of discussion? Because it really needs to be put back on the agenda in every aspect of life. So we're going to be taking a look at all of that today, and we're going to be toning to activate aspects of equality and love in our lives. And we'll be looking into expanding and amplifying the love chakra, the heart chakra. How can we build more and more love up? Because you and I both understand now, we've been doing this long enough, we know that what we do for ourselves, because we are all one, the vibration will carry it out and on, so that it affects all of humanity. And within that, isn't there a divine love? Within that, isn't there a divine joy and happiness? That when we heal ourselves, we know we are doing others good. So for me, it's it is such a wonderful thing to do. For me, at this time, I've been creating a lot of space to allow next steps to come in, and that hasn't always been easy. But I'm going to chat to you more about that in a moment, once we've had our break. So, you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk radio show. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to explore more about what I'm talking about, what's been happening for me, and the changes that are coming in, because I know it will affect you too. So stay tuned, lots more happening.
Inspired life. Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees.
Well, hi there. Welcome back. And you're listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk radio show. And we're delighted to be back. You're talking to me. I'm interviewing myself. So I hope that's reasonably interesting because, you know, I was telling you all what's going on for me in this beginning of 2013. And that's been about creating space to allow the next steps to come in for what I'm meant to be doing. And it's not been easy because life has its demands, as you all know, responsibilities, bills to pay, all of that lovely jubbly. And you know what? It can be testing just to say, okay, I'm not doing that this week. I'm going to take time out for me. But lots of stuff has been coming in, downloading lots of new information, and a lot of it for my spiritual business, because that's what I call it. I hardly ever think about anything else. I guess it's my divine obsession. It is that level of commitment. If I'm not thinking about it, I'm talking about it, I'm writing about it, I'm downloading about it. And really, I guess when you make that level of commitment to working with spirit, that's really what makes your life change enormously. But, you know, let me just mention at this point that the first two listeners who contact us here will receive a free one-hour coaching session with me, one-to-one over the phone. Only qualification necessary is that you have not worked with me before, and we'll have a look at your life and see what's going on, and we will work to remove all the blocks, all the old patterns and habits, and get you set up for your highest good and greatest joy. So phone us on 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So you know what? I thought in this section today, I would focus on helping you to find your purpose, your power, and your passion, and harmonize them all. Because you know what? I wish I had a pound or a dollar for every time someone says to me, I don't know what my purpose is. What is it? How will I know when it arrives? Will I be shown? Will I be guided? I'm not sure. I'm not clear. So let's get clear. Let's find a level of understanding. Let's get insight to our inner wisdom, because you have it all. Nobody else can say or do this for you. You are the master and the guru of your life. So, okay, you want help to find your purpose, your power, and your passion. There is a simple thing we can all do every day, morning and night if we like, that will bring the essence of love more into our lives. And it's very simple. It's the power of prayer. And people have been doing this for thousands of years. And some ardent quantum physicists and various people have actually measured the effects of prayer. And I can remember once many years ago being told a story of a lady who was the wife of a submarine commander during the Cold War with Russia. And they lost contact at the base, and all the Navy wives just prayed and prayed and prayed that their men were safe. And eventually they did resurface and they were safe. However, the message when they got home was it had been really seriously troubled. In fact, they couldn't say much more than that because of the UK Official Secrets Act. So I'm not giving anything away either. But you know, the power of prayer is something else. And I'll tell you why. It's all about vibration. And you are an amorphous mass of energy vibrating at a particular frequency. And every word that comes out your mouth has a vibration. And if you're using words that are used collectively, they gather this wonderful collective vibration for good. There are the two words that are really important there. So every word, every thought and deed creates your reality. So you are co-creating your reality with spirit every day in every way. So let's harness the power of the words that are in your heart to bring about more confidence in your own intuition, so that you don't need to ask me, where am I going? Why am I going? How am I doing? You can actually tap in to that inner guru, the inner wise woman or wise man, and be able to really know that the answers are your authentic truth. So let's do that. Let's take time right now. Wherever you are, wherever you're sitting, as long as you're not driving a car, of course, or using any machinery, close your eyes and take your awareness to your breathing. Now, this is not a meditation. Therefore, you don't need to go deep, deep, deep. You can simply be aware of what you are saying and say it with feeling. Now, obviously, I can't hear you, but you can hear me. So you just repeat what I'm saying, but do it with passion and do it with belief. And so we begin. Beloved, I am presence, source, universe, the all that is, Mother, Father, God. I invoke your power and presence now. And I thank you for all I have in my life. I thank you for bringing to me all that I need to go forward in my life. I need wonderful health. Thank you for wonderful health. Divine abundance and wealth. Thank you for all the divine abundance and wealth. Thank you for all the happiness, the fulfilling job, the career, successful business. I thank you for delivering it all to me in divine right order. Thank you for helping me to tune in to my inner wisdom and hear the guidance that you give me every day. And please tell me, beloved one, how can I best serve you in my day ahead today? How can I serve? And you know, when you just leave a space there, you can allow, when you're doing this in the morning or the evening, just leave space and allow and listen. You know what? This is about having new ears to hear, new eyes to see. And it's about having immense amounts of love for these beautiful beings. And when you've left that space, you simply say, and thank you. Thank you for this inspiring information. Blessings and much love to you all, illumined beings of light, and to all of humanity. And so it is. And you know, when you have finished that every day, you can possibly just plot into your little visualization, because you did close your eyes. So visualize your day now. What are you going to do once you've said your prayer? You know, are you going to make breakfast, have a meditation, go out, or do you go out the door to work, have meditation later on, snatch it when you can? You know, plan your day. See yourself smiling, being successful, sharing love. The best way to be successful in life is simply to share a smile, to share love, and to have compassion and understanding. If you encounter anyone that's grumpy or being rude, there will be a reason behind that. And it's about stepping into that and perhaps saying to them, you seem a bit stressed today. And it's amazing how when you just say something simple like that to someone, it breaks the ice. The girl at the checkout in the supermarket, she might be totally harassed. There might be children at home sick and she's had to come out to work. I mean, you really have no idea what's going on. But if you simply say, gosh, you seem a bit stressed, she might well tell you. I can tell you, I get involved in all kinds of conversations in supermarkets because people are desperate for somebody just to listen to them for a moment, just to see them, that they're not actually just some kind of action man or action woman or action doll that are there performing this service, whatever it is, tellers behind the banks. And they're all under immense pressure just now. Have some compassion. Everybody hates the banks because of all the stuff that's going on. And a lot of that's rubbed off on attitudes to the front line, the wee girl behind the counter that's giving you your payment out. So smile, be pleasant, because what's happened at the top of that heap is not her, responsibility. And having served in banks and also having been a marketing executive in a bank, I kind of know that they are ruled by fear and that these people don't deserve to be treated like that. So plan a beautiful day for yourself. Plan a happy day, a joyful day. And when any stuff comes up, breathe, count to 10, and find that wonderful, beautiful center that you have. Because remember, you're the enlightened one. You can rise above it all. But listen, I'm Patricia, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll be tuning in together to the divine feminine power within you and your heart chakra. And we're going to make sound and receive sound. So stay tuned. We've got work to do.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
It's cold. And tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, hi there. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and we're about to make a lot of sound and a lot of noise. So I hope you are in your sacred space. Now, if you don't know what that is, you may have missed the program we did around sacred space. What I mean by that is you just take your bedroom, or if you have a little room devoted to your spiritual practice, all the better. Sign goes up on the door, please do not disturb, which sets out your boundaries, lets everybody else know that you're taking you time, which is, of course, very important, and light a beautiful candle. For me, lighting a candle immediately invites spirit in. It just says, please come in, light of the light, come in and work with me. And I've got lots of little baubles around. I've got crystals, I've got little fairies. I've actually got quite a lot of plants because I do like the Devic realms, the elementals and the fairies. And when I know I have a lot of herbs and everything inside that I didn't want the frost to get. So they're all here and we just sit. We're cozy, we're comfortable. And this is my space. And do you know what? You can make as much noise as you like because people won't hear you. And it means you can be free, free to be your own authentic self. So we're devoting this segment to your heart chakra. And if you've got a nice comfortable chair to sit in, I want you just to sit back and then take your right hand and place it over your heart. And close your eyes. Because here is your beautiful heart. What a service it does for all of your life. It just beats and beats and beats. And if it's anything like mine, sometimes that goes a bit fast. Sometimes it goes a bit loopy. But that depends on what's going on and what energies are shifting. But you know what? My heart is connected to the pulsating of the earth, to the Divine Mother. And I'm very much aware of that. And when you really connect with that, and you connect with it by breathing deeply and well, right down into the base of your body. So do that. Do that right now. Just increase the breath. Really breathe in. Imagine your body is like a cello, the instrument, and it's got that lovely globular bit, the lower bit. Well, just regard your body as that bit because that's the bit where all the resonance happens, all of the vibration. And just breathe right down into that. And when you breathe in as deeply as that, you are breathing in the new. New beginnings, new ways of being, new energy, new vibration. As you breathe out, you let go of that which you no longer need. You can let it go. I let go with joy. I let go with joy. And so just enjoy your beautiful deep breathing just for a moment. Allow it to ground you. See yourself putting some beautiful roots right down through all the foundations of the earth, down and down it goes, right down to the center of the earth, to her womb, and see your roots going into her heart and really lock them in there. And then coming up to the top of your head now, you're bringing your awareness right up to the halo around the top of your head, sending up from there your beautiful connection. And I don't do thin little wispy silvery strings. We're doing a massive cord here, a really solid conduit. And you're going to plug that in to the all that is. And just know that you are inviting down the white Christed light, Christ consciousness, which is the highest vibration available to humanity at this time. And now we're going to invoke the power and presence of the illumined beings of light. And I work with them all the time, the archangelic realms, the galactic ambassadors, the councils of light, the ascended masters. We call upon you all with love to come. Because you know what? They are desperate to work with you. All you've had to do now is ask. And so all of that energy is streaming now down into your heart center, and you've got the grounding energy of Mother Earth coming up the way, up through the trunk of your body into your heart. And of course, these two energies are mixing and melding in your heart. And so feel that. Understand that this is new energy. And you are going to now make that energy mix and meld in your heart center. It's going to open your heart, expand it, which means that new love will be able to come in, and you will be able to receive more love, more understanding, and more compassion in your life. So in a moment, I'm going to invite you to make the sound of ah. And you're going to focus your intention as you do it on bringing that new love in, receiving more love, expanding and amplifying love in your life. I want you to breathe in now. The sound is ah. Well done, that was a good sound. Now you're going to breathe in again. And again, you're just bringing more and more, more love in. That's what's coming in. And you might like just to put your arms out as if you are receiving. I am open to receiving, breathing in. Well done. That one was even better. Now you're getting it, and there's nobody listening. Nobody can hear. It's not about singing and being good enough. None of that blah, blah. Just do it. Just be it. Allow yourself. Give yourself permission now to use this last sound just to seal that healing in, breathing in. Done. Good. Just know that you are now, your heart center is glowing with love, golden goddess love, because the goddess is the earth. She is in your heart, the universal love coming down and meeting, mingling and merging with that gorgeous goddess energy. And so now you can say, I am standing in my goddess energy. I own my goddess divine feminine energy. Now, how beautiful is that? How does that feel? Does that make you feel expanded, as if you've grown? Perhaps it makes you feel as if you've touched more and more love for the first time in a long time. You know, when our hearts close down, if we've been hurt or we've had a loss, perhaps we're grieving or there's a sadness, we hunch our shoulders and we close down. And that can cramp the heart. It just causes a whole, almost like a depression. Your spirits go down. So this is about learning to open up and receive. I am receiving more and more love in my life. Now, with that in mind, you are receiving. Keep your eyes closed. Just open those arms of yours. And I'm going to make some sound just for you. And it's coming from Mary Magdalene. She would wish you to hear this sound.
Ooh.
now, beloved ones, just hold that sound in your heart, because we are going to take a break now, and you might like to just take a few minutes to come back to the room, have a drink of water, and just prepare for the next segment, because this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, I'll share with you more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So please stay tuned.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single-origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1. 5 days to change your life in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
It's cold. Golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze. A picture comfort for a while.
Well, welcome back, everyone. How are you? How are your tonsils? I hope they're good. You've certainly been learning and absorbing a lot about your divine feminine energy today and building up that love chakra with sound. But you know what, music plays such an important part in my life, and I do hope you enjoy my friend Nikki Connell singing in my dreams from the Awakening musical, which my friends John Sinclair and Ros Burnett and myself wrote a couple of years ago. And we're looking for someone to produce that. We think we've got somebody interested, which is lovely. So watch this space, and lots happening with that, lots more beautiful songs within that. Now, at this point, because I have got into a habit of forgetting, and I don't even know if he's listening, but I want to thank Brian and the production team for doing such a splendid show, and we always have quite a wee bit of chat in between at the breaks, and it's always loving, good fun. So thanks, Brian.
Oh, anytime, Patricia. Thank you.
You're welcome. Usually I'm galloping at the end and I totally forget. So anyway, just a quick reminder about our giveaways, because we have two free one-hour coaching sessions. And the only qualification is that we haven't worked together before. So do phone in or email me. Phone number is 1-800-930-2819, or email me on info@patriciairiskerens.com. And I just want to say hello to Carla, because I'm working with her tomorrow night, and she came to us via the radio station, which is just lovely. So really looking forward to it, Carla, and I'm sure we'll get some great stuff done. So well done. Well done for reaching out just for a little help at this time. Well, you know, a lot of people have said to me that it's very difficult to describe what it is I do. And I totally agree with them, because it is a bit what I would call booga booga. And so would Wayne Dyer. It is amazingly powerful, though, and extremely helpful. So here's my best shot at describing it, and see if it resonates with you. What I do before I actually tune into you, supposing we're working on Skype, is I would tune into my guides. I would invoke the power, the presence of the Councils of Light, the Ascended Masters, the Archangelic Realms, and the Galactic Federations. And I bring all their power and light in. And then we connect by phone or whatever, and then we all tune into you. We then listen to your issues. We step into a hypno-visualization session guided by these illumined beings. And basically, I let them go on with what they need to do to relieve you of the stuff, the baggage, the issues, the patterns, the habits, the addictions, the blocks that you need to deal with in order to go forward, to really find the true, authentic you. And they work on the current, past, ancestral, genetic, and familial, all five levels from all dimensions and galaxies. So, you know, that's a powerful, powerful recipe. I am an instrument, if you like, of their divine voice. I merely guide you by what I am guided to say, and amazing things happen. So it is about my channeling ability, if you like, my psychic abilities. They are very strong. And I also have the ability to get out of my own way. So it's not my agenda, it's their agenda. And so, you know, you might come with certain issues, but they see all the things that are not in your conscious thinking. And so it really is an experience. And Carla, you're up for that one tomorrow night. And yeah, I guess, you know, I feel my work is not for the faint of heart. It is for people who are really ready to step into their power and step into being a leader for the light, because what I am, if you like, is a catalyst to help you get on and deliver your purpose, your power and your passion. And there are loads that I have worked with, hundreds and thousands of people out there who can attest to what I'm saying. It does work. They have some phenomenal happenings, and for me, it's just such a privilege and honor to work with people who are really ready to step up and show up. You know, we could go through this lifetime asleep and just keep our heads down and pretend we don't really see what's happening, or we can choose to contribute and to be productive and constructive with our lives and make a difference. And I think that's what we all want to do. We have a yearning to be inspiring and to bring our leaderful lives forward. So that is my best shot at what I do. And you know what? It helps people to stand up, speak out, find their voice. And that helps you let others know who you are, why you're here, and remembering why you're here. And what I can absolutely guarantee is you'll never be the same again. It is transformational work. And we can never get rid of energy because energy exists, but we can transmute anything that is dark into light. So it's divinely guided work. And I am doing more of this, having just done a week in Ireland. I'm off in a couple of weeks' time to Baltimore. And we have loads of workshops, talks, all the rest of it going on there. And it's going to be a busy time. And one of the key things there is we'll be pushing people through a whole birthing segment of their divine feminine. And that is so powerful. We did it in Ireland, and those on the workshop were really blown away by it. So please visit my website. It's www.patriciairiskerens.com. And I am, you know, you can either book on there or I can help you to speak to Joanne Bracken, who was my lovely guest a few weeks ago. And Joanne will help you to book up and get everything sorted out. She's really doing a wonderful job of administrating all of that for me. Now, time is on the wane, as they say, when the grandfather clock fell on the pram. And here we go, tip of the week. Affirmations, start the day with them. Affirmations, affirmations. Now, a lot of folks say to me, ah, they don't work, you know, you're just saying things by rote. Well, they need to own that. I don't say what I'm saying by rote. I put my heart into it. My heart and soul. So when I get up in the morning and I say I deeply and profoundly approve of myself, I mean it. And I always keep them simple. I keep them personal, in the present tense, and positive. So you know, I am a divine being of light. My day is filled with love and joy. I go forward in love and light, and I co-manifest my day with spirit. I am a happy bunny. You know what? Just keep saying that kind of stuff, because when you really focus on the positive, the negatives simply fall away and your life becomes a divine inspiration. And so one thing Brian and I always say when we're on this program, we're happy. We're happy-go-lucky and we're delighted to spread the love, spread the laughter and the joy. So I am going to be leaving you very shortly, and what I would like to say is it is my purpose and passion to help you, to serve you and your soul on its love journey. So if you need me, want to contact me, please go to my web, www.patriciairiskerens.com. And if you would like to make a donation, there is a big donation on the front. It keeps the show on the road. And I am open to receiving. I am open to receiving your feedback. I'm just open to receiving. Log on for my newsletter and you'll get a free MP3. So keep on making that wonderful ah sound. Build your heart center up with more and more and more love. Next week, we've got a big, angelic, beautiful being lady coming on, Claire Austin, going to share lots of lovely things with you. Thanks again to Brian. And you know what? Bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And we will be with you next week, every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. So speak to you then. Bless you. Thank you. And bye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.